T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid-team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
I told some people to lose my number, too.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
That's how you build a freaking football team.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
Oh, let's talk about the trenches and the big guys.
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The Morning Shift on 92.9 The Game is presented by the Georgia Hemp Company. The Morning Shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here with you. We are live here in the Kia Studios. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing. Bo's giving me a thumbs up.
Yeah, because you've got that memorized completely. Mark Spain would be so proud of you.
It's really ingrained in my head. I go to sleep thinking about Mark Spain Real Estate.
Well, you might eventually, maybe in like, 11 months, make a move. So maybe you could call Mr. Mark Spain. Maybe he'll get you packing.
He'll give me. I don't even know where to go with that. I'm assuming, Mike, I need you to pep it up this morning. Mike's struggling.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Look, I told Bo this last night. He didn't want to hear it at the time. He actually was like, why are you giving me your life story? So it was a little depressing.
It was a joke.
Wait, who was giving?
I was telling Bo what my day was like yesterday and why I was so tired last night when we were playing.
Bo didn't care.
Xbox.
No,
literally, no, stop. He literally didn't care. He literally cut me off at the end of my daily talk and was like, "What is this? The life of Mike right now?" He's like, "What are we talking about?"
We're just here to play the game.
Literally, your segment every day is called "Life of Squid." So I don't know why.
It was more about the fact that we're just sitting there. And we're not racing, and
we weren't though. We were waiting on someone.
Well, I did not know that. Yeah, well, that was not said to me, or if it was.
Shocker! Bo said something without all the facts.
And, all right,
Mike is cutting everybody.
No, I did. Look,
he's mad. He ruined his own little NASCAR season last night.
Here's what happened. All right. But aside from the NASCAR thing, aside from the video, so I left here yesterday, went and got a haircut. I drove. I got a little traffic on 400 North. On the way home to get the haircut, took me about a half hour to get to Sandy Springs, got my haircut, went home, got back in traffic for the 50 to 55 minute drive to Flowery Branch for OTAs yesterday. All right, so then I'm up in OTAs and I'm like, man, it's kind of on those weird in betweens where I can't go get the kids yet, but I don't want to go home. So my wife and I were up there, we ate at a restaurant, and then got in traffic to drive to Marietta to get my kids from daycare. It took an hour and 20 minutes to get from Flowery Branch to Marietta through traffic. And then I picked the kids up, and it was another about 40 minutes home through East Cobb and into Fulton County across the river. And at the end of that, I was exhausted. And then, you know, dealing with the kids and then Xboxing last night. So bad decisions were made all the way around.
So what time did y'all start, racing?
Yeah. 8:30.
I was going to say gaming, but I didn't know it was the right terminology.
We
logged on at 8:30.
Yeah.
And then
technical glitches.
And then by the time we get going, it's like 9, and I'm sitting there, and I did not know that Doug had walked away. And Mike's just going through his day, and I'm just sitting there thinking, like, hey, you know, we could be doing this while we're racing. Like, what's going on here? Why are we just sitting here? I mean, I don't want to interrupt the life of Mike here, but I want to get this racing done so I can go to bed.
Mike's a big softy. He's telling you his feelings about his day, and you just pull
I can tell it.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little like I'm laying on the Chase Lounge. I'm hoping somebody is listening to me, but no, nobody was.
I could tell it hurt him because moments later he decided to block my car, and then it got me loose, and I got in the wall and ruined my night racing. Absolutely ruined it. I could not get any kind of rhythm after that, and it was because of Mike. And then he had the audacity to get mad at me when I might have bumped him from.
Listen, Bo, yes, this is all you need to know, and we'll talk about Braves in a second. Bo, for every time I saw his car yesterday, it was a ghost car. Right. What that means is that he's wrecked so much that the video game doesn't want him to ruin the race. So they make him see through so that you can't actually hit him anymore because he's been hit so many times on the track.
That's because you screwed me up and put me in traffic. And it's traffic cars and AI. They get your car loose. They also bump you and hit you in the corners and turn you. They should all be suspended. Like Chase Elliott.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of bumping and hitting yesterday, can we talk about Pete Alonso?
Oh, I'm ready.
Dude, and look, man, it is what it is. But I was so freaking on fire last night watching this crap. Like, who are we talking about, man? Like, this guy comes out and starts running his mouth. I was so irritated, man, and I know you were too, and I know Braves fans out there were beside themselves, but as if I wasn't already tired enough and in a bad enough mood last night to see Pete Alonso start chirping it. By the way, Bryce Elder, of all people, that's who you chose to chirp at? Like, this guy does, I mean, you want to talk about picking the battles,
man. Well, that's who Pete Alonso is. I'm trying to clean this up so Oren doesn't have to hit the button that Mike Conti gets to report on.
I kept, but I, he I, is I started a like five sentences complete, and I was like, no, it's not good.
He's a complete clown show. He's that kid that didn't grow out of the high school. Like you ever get a little bit older and then you either go hang out with people that you went to high school with who were like little D-bags in high school, like, and they never grew out of it. They just like this fake tough guy, you know, want to be bully kind of thing. That's Pete, like, and they kind of click up like it's high school. Yeah. That is who Pete Alonso is. He still thinks it's high school and he's going to do something. He'd run his mouth. You're a professional, dude. You've hit 22 of them. You're going to talk trash after every time. By the way, wrong team to talk trash to. That's how you know the Braves are in their head. The other thing I would say is someone, I have to find who it was, but somebody was, I tweeted retweeted the video and did the clown emoji. Somebody's like, yeah, well, the Braves won't do anything about it. We know that. Here's the thing.
They did do something about it. They came back and scored five unanswered freaking runs.
I know you would, don't you love this about a rivalry, though? Like these two teams, it gets
like
heated.
Anything. I don't like anything.
And
about
I know
the
you
Mets,
don't,
so.
I don't, you know, I know you don't like that. I mean, dude's going back to the dugout after he hits that home run off Elder, and he's like, throw it again.
Okay, yes.
I think it adds an element of fun, an element that's probably great for the fans. You know it's always going to be a heated contest. I know you're sick of that guy.
No, I like the fact that they continue to give me the reasons to have hate towards them. Like, that's I do love that part. But that doesn't mean I like them. It doesn't mean I like that. You don't show my guy up, okay? And Bryce Elder's my guy.
By the way, Buck Showalter would be the first one to complain about showing people up.
Oh, by the way, yeah. Wait till Ronnie hits one tonight because he's gonna go yickety off Scherzer. And then when he does, and he showboats Buck Showalter and his 90-year-old, disabled body.
Okay,
he'll
we'll
whine
see.
And cry about it.
We will see what happens tonight. But the Braves did win in comeback fashion yesterday against the Mets in the series opener, taking it 6-4. They scored four of those runs in the sixth inning.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was a good game other than everything. Like, I knew something was about to go off the rails when Eric Chavez gets thrown out in the top of the third from the home plate umpire. And then the home plate umpire, you can hear it on the microphone, walks over there and goes, what? What? And then it gives them the old heave-ho, and I'm like, what just happened? So Chavez, the bench, the bench coach for the Mets, gets tossed. Showalter comes out and is like, what are you even talking about right now? That is the inning that Bryce Elder kind of fell apart. Walked a guy, gave up a home run. And he was solid other than basically those two sliders that missed a little bit up. Other than that, he was pretty good.
Well, yeah, he got you through. By the way, that was my point with the guy on the tweet this morning. It was like, hey, you may think the Braves are soft because they didn't go hit Alonso the next time he's up, which is great, but Elder did what he was supposed to do. He did not. The soft guy is the guy running his mouth, and it does nothing. He doesn't get in your head. That bully mentality that Alonso has didn't work on Bryce Elder because he just went out there and did his thing.
Yeah.
And the Braves dugout knew it because Tyler Matzek let him know it when Ozuna hits the double. He's like, yeah, throw it again. You know, he's yelling at Alonso, who's on that side.
In a perfect world for Pete Alonso, Bryce Elder does something to get back at him, and then Bryce Elder is the one in trouble, right? And then Bryce Elder is the one getting suspended. And by the way, Braves are what, 4 games in first place? Not to the Mets, not to the second-place Mets, but to the second-place Miami Marlins.
You know how you handle it?
You go out and win the game.
Charlie Morton comes out tonight and hits Alonso in the middle of the bat. By the way, because – no, here's why. The umpires, there's nothing happened. There was no retaliation last night. I just missed.
Yeah.
It's early in the game, I missed. And then all they're going to do is now the umpires are going to be alert.
You think they're not going to be alert?
Well, they won't be alert tonight. They can't say anything tonight because nothing's happened.
They'll be on alert, yeah. But it's not like a it won't be like a publicly issued alert. So, therefore, you won't be able to throw them out.
Exactly. Then you'll warn both dugouts, right? So, you get the retaliation for Alonso being trying to bully your pitcher, your guy, your young guy. Because that's what a veteran does. He goes out there and he smartly takes care of his younger players, like an Elder.
Bo's got an axe to grind. You can continue doing that when we come back because we will talk about the Braves. We'll also talk about something that will really grind your gears, Bo, and that's a merger that really nobody saw coming in the game of golf.
I don't think Bo and I are going to see eye to eye on this. I've been hearing him run his mouth all morning.
Oh,
office,
headlines so. Were on fire yesterday and still today. We'll talk about it. That's coming up next here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One,
guys just heard the sports update with Tanitra. And she was cheering on one of our wonderful producers here, Oren. Oren, stop dancing. I need you to tell me what this 00 thing is about. Excuse me, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm grooving to this. My celebration song right now. No, we hit sports flashes at 20 and 40 of every hour. In our little wide orbit system here where everything runs, we strive for perfection. So if we get it on the 20 and 00 exactly, that's a really big deal. On the flash, hit at 20, 620, and 00s.
It's the little things.
It's the little things. Yeah. Like, they keep you going.
Well, it's actually a big thing. It's a group effort because what happens is it means.
This is a management bell.
No, I mean, Oren, I think Oren and Dylan both back me up. Oren, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. But Oren has got to play the outro music at the end of the segment, right? Have you on time. You have to get out on time. Mike, well, not really Mike. Cause
I have to just shut up.
Yeah, well, really, it's me that has to shut
traffic
up.
Traffic has to be the exact right length, and I have to get out of traffic at the right time. It all has to work down perfectly for you to hit 00.
So we were all a part of it then.
We were. Even the traffic. The traffic has to be sent on time, which it was. Really? Everything has to work in unison, but it all starts with Oren with the 2 minutes, the 1 minute, getting us ready to go to break. And so it ultimately is like Oren gets the win, I guess. Like Bryce Elder got the win, even though his bat saved him.
It looks like Tiff is kind of crowning herself.
She had a couple key defensive plays, I guess we can give that to her.
Wouldn't be the first time she's crowned herself.
Yeah.
All right, let's hit the front page.
One, two, three. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
There's a lot of information in this rundown surrounding this topic, but I really think all I need to get these two fired up and going, because I imagine we're going to have a debate for the ages here, is just to tell you guys that the PGA Tour and LIV Golf have merged.
We had a discussion about this 2 months ago when we first started this about Rory, and Bo said something about him being on his high horse and about him I can't remember the exact verbiage, if you will, but I think Bo was just a big LIV Golf fan.
I'm not a big LIV Golf fan. I'm a big Free Enterprise fan, and I think that
I'm a big sustainable business fan, so those two things don't, I think, go together when it comes to LIV Golf.
Well, here's the problem.
You guys are being real muted right now, okay?
Here's the problem for me. I think a lot of people got very self-righteous with the LIV Golf. I think a lot of people has had some selective self-righteousness where it's okay to criticize Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka and, Bryson DeChambeau, who I'm not the biggest fan of, but still. Coulter. Poulter. It's really easy to criticize these individuals, yet not criticize Liberty Media and Formula One for racing in Saudi Arabia and making money off them.
What does that have to do with it, dude? Hold on. It's such a whataboutist thing to say. Like, what about this, though? What about this?
Okay, so how can you tell me that it's wrong for Phil Mickelson to take money from Saudi Arabia?
I didn't.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying these people who write articles who are okay with the NBA going and playing in China. They're okay with Formula One going and racing in Saudi Arabia. But Phil Mickelson shouldn't take that money because he should be better than that. Get the hell out of here.
The problem that most people had, and I don't know what articles you've been reading, and I know there's been some self-righteous people. But the model of LIV Golf was not sustainable. It was never sustainable. And it very much is like Walmart moving into a mom and pop store and offering the mom and pop people that work there five times more than they could ever pay them. And then they buy them out, and then all of a sudden Walmart's the only freaking store in town. That's what LIV Golf was trying to do.
It was never.
And Jay Monahan is a freaking hypocrite, and it's one of the saddest days in the history of golf, he did yesterday.
For Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka and Ian Poulter and all those guys, it was never about that. It was about changing the game. Phil Mickelson literally sat there and said, the PGA model is broken. They don't take care of the players. Things need to change, and the Jay Monahans of the world are refusing to do that. He said it. He said it in one of his very first interviews that I'm doing this to change the game. for the better for the players. And guess what?
It's better for the players.
A year later, the PGA Tour had changed.
I think there's different ways to go about it other than freaking the LIV Golf Tour offering Tiger $800 million that they'll never see again so that they can freaking poach a player from the PGA Tour.
All right, I'm going to read you a tweet from Jason Duffner. You remember Jason Duffner?
Auburn grad, yeah.
Yeah, won the Masters, Oren, I think, 1 year. He goes, some thoughts for today. He tweeted this yesterday. Both tours are hemorrhaging cash. Discovery and legal proceedings aren't fun. Because, by the way, the PGA would have had some things they didn't want coming out. Nonprofit, by the way.
Because that was a lawsuit or whatever. I don't want to use the wrong terminology, but with Phil Mickelson and with antitrust. Thank you.
Yeah.
With Phil.
Legal fees aren't fun. The story was about the leak. The PGA Tour was scrambling. PIF Fund has money to spend on PGA Tour and the DP World Tour, which is like a European tour. So, basically, the problem is that all Jay Monahan handled this every which way but right.
Yeah.
He tried to shame people for what they were doing. He tried to get self-righteous.
What did he say? No one's ever had to apologize for being a part of the PGA Tour.
Yeah. Use the people in the 9/11, the 9/11 families. I don't want to say a fund, but they have like a little coalition, like a little group. He used them to basically bash these guys that took money and to bash the LIV Golf, and it was ineffective. Rory McIlroy probably says some things about some of those guys that took money he wished he could take back, all while he was getting a knife right down the middle of his back.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, the losers yesterday and today are Rory and Tiger. Tiger turned down an $800 million paycheck from LIV Golf because of his loyalty to the PGA and his vision of what he thought was right and what he thought was wrong. Same thing with Rory. All right, and now, as of today, he's out $800 million for that because of Jay Monahan and because the hypocrisy surrounding everything that this guy has done to the PGA Tour. It's honestly, man, I love the fact that the players as a whole are in a better situation. I don't think anybody hates that. But what Jay Monahan did by publicly disgracing himself, right, and disgracing the PGA Tour and the game of golf and all of the above by the things he said over the last 3 years, right, to fold and to go on CNBC of all places and just announce that, hey, by the way, I'm the new CEO of this company, of this coalition between PGA and LIV Golf and the DP World Tour. It just, man, it sucks all the way around for the people that tried to be loyal. That's my only thing of this whole deal. The people that tried to be loyal to the PGA Tour and say, I'm not going to take all this money from this Saudi-backed LIV Tour because it's not sustainable. It's not this. It's not what got us here. It's not the thing we want to use. All right, now they look terrible. And now because Jay Monahan is now, he's made himself CEO.
He has.
By using these people underneath him.
And he would probably strongly disagree with your take right now. Let's take a listen to what he had to say about what was a historical day for golf.
It's a historical day for the PGA Tour and the game of golf. And it's a historical day for the PIF and the DP World Tour. And, you know, there's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. But what we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf.
Well, I don't want to agree with him. It is good that we're going to get players back that can play back on the tour like the Kepka. Because I want to see Brooks Koepka, Bryson. I want to see these guys at the Waste Management Open every year. I want to see them at the Memorial, some of these events that they haven't been able to go to. But the fact of the matter is, the way they handled this was just so bad. They could have let those guys take money, and then they could have said, we're not going to suspend you or anything. We want you to pay this small fine and play, or just don't handle it. They got so self-righteous.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... They just stood on this pedestal and talked down to these players that did what was best for their families. I guess that was the worst part for me was all the people that would have taken, oh, you're selling out. Dude, legacy is overrated, all right? The very few players are going to be talked about with this. I kept hearing your legacy. Tiger, Jack, Arnie, Gary Player. How many other players do you hear talked about with their legacies? You got to be the creme de la creme to be talked about your legacy. You know, Phil Mickelson, most people didn't like him anyways, and they used this to bash him when he really did it for a lot of these guys. He made the game. He changed the game like he said he would. But the whole legacy thing is garbage. Nobody cares about that.
Don't make Phil Mickelson out to be this white knight that
a white knight? No, but I don't think he's a white knight. He's probably more of a dark knight in this thing because he did what he said he was going to do.
He got a lot of money to quote unquote pick up for the other players. How much money did he get?
But did he not? Hey, did he not change the game? He got $250 million.
Phil Mickelson himself didn't change anything.
He was a leader of this.
My only problem with everything that's happened is the people that were loyal to the PGA are the ones getting crapped on today. And the problem with that is that LIV Tour was not sustainable. There was no sustainability in it.
Well,
they were
going to
keep throwing money out. By the way, the same thing's happening in soccer right now. Lionel Messi, and we're going to talk about him later in the wraparound. This is a guy who's getting billions of dollars thrown at him from these Saudi leagues. Cristiano Ronaldo, all these superstars. Turning their back on the Premier League. Not turning their back, but leaving the Premier League to go to a business model that's not sustainable.
So, you're getting guaranteed money.
And they're just throwing their money out there. And it just, I think, but it screws everybody else that's trying to get to that level.
Who did Brooks Koepka take his money hurt? If all of a sudden everybody's
going to the Premier League and it's not a sustainable business model, then all these kids that wanted to get to the Premier League later on, right, are not stepping in the same situation.
Well, you're creating a new league for them to get to. You're only hurting the billionaires that own the teams. You're not hurting the younger player. Like, all Phil did was tell a billion-dollar nonprofit that, hey, I'm going to do what's best for me because you're not doing what's best for me.
Look, if they would have made it two more years, if PGA would have made it two more years, they would have had to fold that freaking league. Nobody's watching that on the CW, by the way, and on YouTube, and they had no sponsors.
Well, clearly the PGA was hurting, or they would not have merged.
A lot of emotions on both sides of this. I was letting you guys go at it, so I was about to just go ahead and walk out of here. No, but I got to get us to break. When we come back, we'll hit ATB's timeout. Also, hey, just so you guys want to be on alert today, maybe set a reminder because the Falcons head coach, Arthur Smith, he's joining our Dukes and Bell later on today from 5 to 6 p.m. We'll be right back here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
The Morning Shift on 92.9 The Game is presented by the Georgia Hemp Company.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on The Morning Shift. And the Braves taking it to the Mets yesterday in the opener of the series. By way of a comeback, by the way, we do have Brandon Godden, the voice of the Braves, joining us later on in the show. But again, Braves winning that opener against the Mets in comeback fashion, 6-4, with four of those runs coming in the sixth inning.
It's a heck of a day to have Brandon Godden on, by the way.
Yeah, it really
because
is.
There's a lot to unpack from this game last night. Listen, Bryce Elder, maybe, I don't want to say just two bad pitches, but two pitches that the Mets made him pay with. And he said in his postgame presser he was more upset about the walks, actually, that led to them being two-run home runs. He was like, you know, if those are two solo shots, I'm okay with it. Like, I kind of just missed just a little bit with the slider, and both those guys hit the ball out of the ballpark. And so to his credit, and Bo, I know you mentioned this earlier, he's able to kind of buckle back down and keep the Braves in position to win this game last night.
Yeah, I mean, it was 4-1, and I think in the third inning, after the third inning or something like that. Elder gave you six, which is, I know people want to get on their high horse and talk about the old school and, you know, six innings was nothing. We shouldn't be talking about six innings is a good inning. Well, that's what a good outing is these days.
Yeah,
that's just the reality of the situation,
yeah.
Right?
Check in with the Texas Rangers today about trying to get six innings. So
exactly, because yeah. They just lost a big, big, big money player in Jacob DeGrom to Tommy John for probably not – well, obviously this season, but – yeah, you might not see him till next September, maybe.
Give me a while.
So, let me say this though. Remember, the three of us talked about the Braves starting pitching not being the problem. The bullpen and the defense was. Defense has still been shaky, but the bullpen has now gone 16 innings without allowing a run. That's a 5-game span. You got your bullpen to the seventh last night. Chavez came in and threw, all three guys threw scoreless innings, but he threw an inning. Minter came in, and he worked around a walk, got out of an inning, and Iglesias was perfect again. I think he got his eighth save in nine opportunities last night. Bullpen's now coming together.
Would you say, in your opinion, that's the prototype as far as a game for the Atlanta Braves, that you get six innings out of your starter? You have the lead when he leaves, and you get three shutdown innings, seventh, eighth, and ninth. Was it the Royals like seven-ish years ago that had the seventh, eighth, and ninth that were absolute lockdowns and rode it all the way to the World Series?
Yeah, that was in 15, I believe. 14.
I'm losing track of time.
No,
is it that long ago?
14 was the Giants.
Yeah.
15, the Royals Royals won it in 15. The Giants beat the Royals in 14. Look, dude, a quality start is six innings, three runs or less allowed. If in today's game I can get a quality start every outing from a starter, then yeah, that's definitely the standard. You know, there's going to be some anomalies in there, but if you can give me six innings every outing, that means I'm only using three to four bullpen guys a night. That's going to keep my bullpen a lot fresher. So absolutely, that would be a standard for me. I can't ask for anything more.
Yeah, I think it's just exciting. And look, Bryce Elder's ERA is going to go up a little bit. He came in leading the major leagues. I want to say it was 1.92 heading into last night. You worried about him with the whole weather delay to kind of start the game. But he came out dealing, and it was just literally two bad pitches in the third inning. That was his entire night. I love how he had a positive outlook and a positive spin on it. Because he gets in the postgame presser and he just goes, you know what, man? Like, it is what it is. And he also, he seemed to be extremely positive, too, about the Pete Alonso thing. He's like, I'd be chirping, too, if I hit one into the concourse. That's not how I would have gone about it, but I respect Bryce Elder. And it was just, he spun everything last night into a positive, which is something I can respect. The starting pitcher has to do that. They're kind of like a corner. I had to turn the page, man. Got to move on.
Time for us to move on. Let's hit a TV's timeout.
Now listen up. Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
So, in light of some social media discoveries, if you want to call it that, yesterday, surrounding an athlete that is here in Atlanta, it kind of got me thinking about, remember when I talked about the doctor story, guys, and how you could give any woman, I shouldn't just say it's women, but you could give any of us like a crumb, a morsel, and we'll be all over the case.
Yes,
like,
y'all turn to CIA director.
We really are. Like, I can find anything based off of just one little clue, right? But so it got me thinking about, like, social media, and I'm talking about is the Trae Young stuff here, where a Twitter account, Everything Georgia, had said he deleted every trace of his, any trace of Atlanta from his social media account. I was scrolling through the comments, and so it got me, like, again, thinking about all this, how athletes use their social media to leverage different things, all that kind of stuff. Apparently, though, from some of the comments, this is something that Trae routinely does. He refreshes his page. He likes to delete stuff. It's like a fresh start.
And we
heard from him on his podcast, too. I think he's locked in. He seems like he's locked in from the podcast. But anyway, I digress on that. So that's what got me kind of into all this. Go ahead.
What do you think about doing a social media cleanse of your page? Like, do you think...
A purge, if you will.
A purge? Yeah. I know someone that regularly does that I was possibly going to, like, date. It's kind of shady. It's a little shady.
Isn't it? In that circumstance, it sounds
a little shady.
Let me ask you this though. This is not a shade throwing. I don't mean anything by it. So Tiff's Times Army, don't come at me.
It's only one person. And nice guy. I think Derek, his name. So
honest question. Honest question though. Do you believe you should do that when you end a relationship? Should you purge those pictures of the person you were in a previous relationship with?
Ooh.
Great question.
Ooh. It could also depend on how it ends. I go on both sides of this thing because part of me is like, hey, if I'm in love with somebody or whatever, you know, you want to like celebrate your love and there's no harm in like posting about stuff. The other side of it is, you want to keep some things to yourself, and you don't want everybody to know all of your business, right? So you don't necessarily want to post it.
There's some people on social media that don't believe in that theory.
Oh, that's there, a, I mean,
there
most.
I think it has everything to do with what social media you're talking about, though. I'm not going to go through my Facebook account and untag photos from 2010.
No,
okay?
No.
But Instagram, I think, would be a different deal.
Yeah. I would say it depends on how it ends. If you want to scrub that person out of your life, Go right ahead. I know I did that move back in college with an ex-boyfriend, and he was back like a few months later. Like, I mean, it was basically like, oh, we're done. It's like you don't exist. That's pretty much how I operate.
All right.
So, I don't know, but that's a really good question. I don't know, maybe that could be part of the wake-up call today if you think you should erase memories of happier times with someone that you were – you know, you had good memories.
I believe in remembering history, so I don't repeat it. I mean, seriously.
So wait, I feel like you guys don't really delete anything, right? Like, I feel like
I also don't like going through and taking the time to delete things.
That is a lot.
But I don't know. Sometimes if I remember things, I remember how bad the situation was or how bad I don't want that to happen again. And so I leave it there so I can get reminded. Like, I'm the guy that likes to get, you know, I work better with an edge. I work better angry. I work better if I need.
Wait. This is like relationship we're talking about. So it's not like you're like, I'm going to treat my wife like better.
It can remind you to appreciate the people that you have good in your lives and not dwell on the ones that were garbage or clowns.
That's possible.
That's your word.
That's your word. It's your segment.
It's just the way you looked at me like.
I was giving the floor back to you. I apologize.
Oh, no, it's okay. I just was like making sure, you know, that it wasn't a personal. I'm kidding. Anyway, so yeah, that's a decent wake up call. If you think you should purge people out of your lives from a previous post, cleanse your timeline, like the kids would say, then yeah, let us know. Or if you want to keep those memories, like Bo said, to remind you of the bad and cherish what you have now.
I'm trying to think too. If I've ever deleted anything off the gram. Like, my Instagram is literally nothing but happy birthday to my kids and happy Mother's Day to my wife. Like, I'm so bad at Instagram.
I do a deep dive, and if I'm about to work with somebody.
You went in on my Instagram?
I'm like, Mike's one of those dudes. He's just, happy Mother's Day. Happy.
You went in on my Instagram?
Yeah.
What did you
actually
find?
You were private. You didn't accept anybody for a while, so that's another story.
I didn't know you. You know what I'm saying?
We were working together.
You know what I'm saying? Don't know you.
I was looking you up before I knew.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes you bad at Instagram. I think it makes you boring.
I'm terrible at Instagram.
Sorry, Mr. All-American Alabama. I didn't know who you were until we were.
Look, I'm just bad at Instagram.
National champion.
Any Instagram story that like I put up in like the last year is literally just somebody else's story that I'm like, yeah, good job. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I like takes a picture of my kids at the splash pad the other day, and I'm like, yeah, great day. Tiff takes a picture of us at Sculpt House on Monday. I'm like, awesome, good times. I can't feel my legs. It was cool. Like, I don't know. I just feel like how could anybody else want to see what the hell I'm doing? Because I am probably the most boring person on earth.
I almost wish to a degree, like, I've said before, I like Instagram, but I wish that I almost didn't have social media because I do like the fact that there's a guy friend that's dating a girl now, and I'm like, oh, who is she? Like, I want to, you know, you know, he's like, she doesn't have a presence on anything. Oh, and I'm like, that's amazing.
Is it?
Yes.
I mean, it is, but it's also, I don't know if I believe that.
No, she doesn't do social media. I had a family member dating? That didn't do, this is new.
Okay, that's my point.
So you would rather I have a feeling that it didn't dabble.
I think it's awesome that she if she doesn't have a presence. I don't know if I believe she doesn't have a presence. Like you know what I mean? She might be using like a burner with him. She might be using a burner with him. Yeah, her name might really be like Alyssa or something, and she's like, "Hey, I'm Ashley."
So you think today's day and age, that
it's like a reverse catfish. You know what I mean? Like I'm gonna catfish you in real life. I'm not gonna give you my profiles because I don't want you to see what my previous life is. It's possible. You act like people aren't crazy out there.
People are crazy.
There's some crazy ones out there.
People are.
Yeah.
Trust no one.
Anyhow, trust no one.
Trust.
I don't know if I believe that the girl doesn't have a social profile. But if she doesn't, man, that's awesome.
I know like one or two people that don't have any presence. And then I know someone that does have an account. Yes.
Interesting.
Around my age. It's never they're like, you know what? Not doing it.
Does Jackie have one?
Miss Jackie? Yes.
Or Donnie B?
Donnie B definitely not. My dad would be like, don't put me on the internet. I'm like, I've been on the internet because of you my entire life, like in a coach's bio and stuff. I'm like, get out of here, old man.
Yeah, right. Amy's dad's that way. He won't. He's like, oh, Facebook's how they track you. Then he like is constantly sending links off from like YouTube and stuff. And I'm like, okay.
That's how they get you. Oh, man. Well, still to come here on the morning shift, Falcons OTAs are underway. Our very own Mikey P, Mikey Paul, Mike Johnson, he was out there yesterday. He will tell you what had everybody's mouths dropping open after a play from a certain top pick. That's coming up here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.